One moment.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. And yeah, and, great talking with you.
Yeah, you too.
Hello, sir. Thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good, John. Now, before we get to the pricing, are you going to have a credit card?
To get started, we accept any type of card. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get a prepaid card because I don't want to give you the card that I use all the time.
Okay.
I don't usually give out my information to people that call me cold.
Sure. I understand. There's other ways around that, too. I can even send you a link so that way you could type in the information as far as your card information.
Doesn't matter.
And then, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So that way, yeah. So that, we could always work around that. Definitely. Okay. I'm speaking with Anthony. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Again, my name is
John
Nutt. You got it. Yes, sir.
Am I being rude to you?
No, not at all.
Good.
Okay. All right. Well,
my wife says I'm being rude. No, she just doesn't understand. I talk to sales people differently than I talk to customers, and I'm a little bit more abrupt and a little bit more want my answers answered. Yeah, I'm a customer.
Of course.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, you have questions? You have concerns? That's what I'm here for, to help you answer those concerns and questions. I got you. No, you're not being rude in any way, sir. Don't worry.
It's his job to be nice. Not my job to be nice. I will be civil. You're going to cause a divorce here, John.
I hope not, man. I just got married a month ago. I know. I'm already feeling the heat, too.
It feels like I got married yesterday. It'll be 36 years next year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to both of you guys. That's amazing. That's, I love to hear that. Goals. All right. So, Anthony, obviously Hawk got to go over a few things with you as well. Do you have any other questions regarding on how the program works or anything like that?
Ready to write? You ready to write?
I'm ready. Yeah. What do you got for me?
Okay. So you're talking about putting me on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I don't want to be on the first page.
Okay. Where would you like to be?
At the bottom of the page, middle of the page, or the top of the page. Now, here's the thing,
okay.
John. I've been in this business for almost 30 years.
Okay. That's amazing.
I'm ready. I need more business, but I don't want to spend all my day answering phone calls.
Sure. Of course. Okay.
So where would you recommend?
Well, let's see. I'll be honest with you. I need to look at to see in your area, see if the demand is super hot or where that's at. There's two different
recommendations. I live in DFW. There's not a whole lot of people that are as multifaceted as I am. I work on wine coolers. I work on residential air conditioning, residential major appliances. I specialize in Sub-Zero Wolf and Viking. Now, that's what I would like to be on the first page of Google. Forget all the other stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's something we can help you with then, for sure. Okay. In that case,
And you do have Whisper Call, right?
Whisper Call? So, here, when you're talking about customers, they talk to you directly. There's no middleman.
I want to know where the call is coming from without me having to spend my 14 hours a day working and then come home and see where the actual calls came from. I do not want to dashboard.
Yes, I'm on the same page with you. Actually, we call it a client dashboard, fully customized.
I don't want to go on a dashboard.
It's an app for you so that way you can see where the customers are calling.
I do not want to go on a dashboard. How many times do I have to say that?
Okay. So how would you like to track your – because there's
– with a whisper call. So in other words, you get a
call.
Google you get a Google voice number, put it in my advertising, and then they call that number. It goes directly to – it's forwarded to my phone.
Okay.
And when I pick up the phone, it tells me what SEO company is calling me, and then the customer clicks in.
Beautiful. Okay, then, yeah, we're on the same page then. Okay, I'm sorry, just the terminology for me. So, yes, So you,
what do you,
when it comes
what do you
to,
call it?
When it comes to your phone, how you would like to be contacted, if you want to go through that whisper call through Google, having a different number so that we can track it that way, perfectly fine. I have plenty of business owners.
Yeah, see, whenever a customer calls me and I hear the name of your company come up first, then I just got to put an X or a check or a circle or a star or a square to know where that call's coming from. And then I can just look at my day's page. I don't have to go to a stinking dashboard, pull up an app, forget that.
Yeah, okay. That's perfectly fine. And you'll be able to hear it. So I'm going to make sure a few things, because there's certain types of packages that's available in each area. I'm going to double check. Your zip code is 75214, is that right?
That's one of the zip codes that
Okay. Give me 1 second. And I want to make sure a few things here. In order, I just don't want to throw out something here. It's one of our elite services that we have available, but I just need to make sure to triple check on this. I'm not trying to be a salesman. I'm being honest with you. Far as your business in general, I know you've been in business for quite some time. So is your business licensed or insured or both?
Both.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, so let me double check something. That's the only requirement for this. Give me one moment here.
I used to have a 5-star rating on Google until they changed the algorithm.
What happened? They just switched
on you? They changed
the
algorithm. Well, they changed the algorithm, and you have to restart over.
Oh.
They took all my customer comments off and everything.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. Okay, well.
No, that's Google, you know, is the power. We're just the ants rolling the power behind.
I'm not going to lie, you know, they dominate, you know, that's for sure. Yes, sir. I don't think there's a time where I haven't used Google, to be honest. So I can't remember one time, seriously.
Well, I tried to use DuckDuckGo.
You know, my father-in-law uses DuckDuckGo. I thought he was just messing around when he said that. But it was a... Because I'm like, what are you talking about? What's DuckDuck?
they don't track you on DuckDuckGo.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, I actually might be... Okay, sorry. I get distracted real quickly with that. I definitely want to check this out now, because I thought he was pulling my leg. He was just like, no, it's called DuckDuckGo. And I'm like... The way he said it to me, though, it just sounded like it was a fake thing he was making up out of nowhere.
Well, he knows what kind of business you're in, so he's going to try to yank your chain, isn't he?
Exactly. So I was like, oh, I don't know. He's pulling my leg or what here?
I also use Opera, too.
Do you really? Okay, I heard about that. How is that?
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's they don't collect your data. And... it's not quite like having a VPN, which, if you think about it, nothing is secure because, remember that hostage situation that somebody, one of those people that hostage up, a hospital, and they track the money through crypto, and it's supposed to be untrackable.
Yep. No comment on that one. Yep. There was some craziness. And if you put anything in an electronic on, you know, especially on a computer, a cell phone, tablet, things like that, it's never gone, technically, right? So even if you delete it from your trash, it's still there. It's like gum on your shoe, man.
Hang on a second. I got a call from them.
Oh. Yeah, no problem.
You have been kicked from this conference.